This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Scott Burton, and our next guests are here to talk about the Girl Scouts of Alaska, their auction this Saturday, cookies, and more. Everybody, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Can we start on stereo right? And can I have everyone introduce yourselves, please?
Yes. Thank you so much. My name is Leslie Riedel. I'm the day two brand new CEO of the Girl Scouts of Alaska, and I'm super glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
And congratulations, right, everyone?
Thank you.
Day two.
Thank you.
All right.
So my name is Mary Soroki, and I have been on the board. I was in charge of the CEO search committee, and I am a member of the auction committee.
All right. And that auction's this Saturday, right?
This Saturday. And we are hoping everyone will join us. We've got an amazing amount of gifts and items to auction off. And I can talk more about that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that. All those details, please.
I'm Allison Cooper. I am the membership specialist for Girl Scouts of Alaska, handling the larger Southeast communities. I'm a longtime volunteer here, troop leader until I graduated my youngest members of my troop last year, and now I work for the council. But I also coach a couple of Girl Scout Lego robotics teams.
Oh, cool. All right. And last but not least.
My name is Sophia Owen, and I'm a Girl Scout cadet.
All right. Well, welcome to the show, all of you. It's nice to have you here. And we should point out you have all been a Girl Scout at one point in your life before you joined the organization. Or if you're Sophia, you are a Girl Scout. Or do you consider yourselves Girl Scouts for life?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right. Where should we start? With the auction, Girl Scouts of Alaska? Or?
I'll start with the auction.
Okay.
So Girl Scouts of Alaska has an auction here in Juneau every year. Its purpose is to raise money so that we can send our girls to camp. So that camp in Juneau is primarily a day camp. We run 4 weeks of day camp, focusing on different activities each week. And we also run this typical overnight camp up in outside of Wasilla. And so the monies we raise here at our auction will help to fund girls to go to either of those camps. So our auction is Saturday the 23rd. The doors open at 6 p.m. at the Jack. And we have the benefit of an incredibly generous community here in Juneau. So we have Alaska Airlines tickets that are being auctioned off. We have condo rentals in Palm Springs and Oceanside, California. We have Glacier Bay kayak rentals. We have glacier walks, float plane trips, gourmet dinners, whale watching trips here and in Seward, passes to Eagle Crest. So our auction will also feature some nice hors d'oeuvres from the Breeze Inn, who do an incredible job with their food. We've got a no-host bar, and tickets are available at the door or at the Jack. So we would really like to see all of the folks in Juneau who want to support girls and Girl Scouts to come join us for a really fun evening.
All right. Leslie, lifetime Girl Scout, now the ED of Girl Scouts. CEO of Girl Scouts of Alaska. What has Girl Scouts done for you?
Well, I think the fact that I'm in the CEO position might lend itself to that. I think that when I was a Girl Scout and throughout my years, it taught me leadership. We really focus on leadership with girls, teaching them that they can be a leader and they are leaders and that they can succeed. And so I think it's probably been with me all my career up to this point, and I'm very excited to be taking this new step in my career.
All right. Allison, tell us a little bit about your activity with Girl Scouts of Alaska here in Juneau.
Okay, I can do that. So we have troops in town that are off and running, doing good things. Cookies arrive on the 2nd of March. Who doesn't like that, right? So you will see kids and their troops out and about in all of the major places that we are typically at, Fred Meyer, Safeway, Foodland, Super Bear. And then there will be some sales going on at some other places, Martha's Flowers. There'll be one day there. And a troop will be at Western Auto. A troop will be at the Grind near Costco pretty much every Saturday through March. And OfficeMax is also going to have somebody that is in there selling cookies. So that's coming in the 2nd of March. And then we have events that are coming up.
I'm going to pop in. There's a cookie app. If you go to go to our website on GirlScoutsAlaska.org, you will find the cookie app and a cookie locator, and you can find out when and where they are selling cookies in your town, whether it be here in Juneau or perhaps you're listening in from Anchorage or someplace else. So use the cookie locator.
Okay.
That's absolutely right. It's kind of fun. You can download that right to your iPhone and know where to get your fix anytime.
Get those Thin Mints just right
that's
there.
That's right. There
fast.
You go. So all other right. great things that we have coming up, it's actually going to be a busy season. We have Women of Science, which is maybe my favorite event that we ever do. We have that annually, and that's coming up April 13th. And you can sign up for that right on our website. It's up and running. So GirlScoutsAlaska.org/events, and you can go sign up for Women of Science. It's an all-afternoon event where you do a lot of hands-on science and engineering sorts of activities run by typically women in town that are in those fields, and it's designed to be very hands-on and just a lot of fun.
And are you looking for more volunteers for that?
We always can use some more volunteers for that, and that is probably the most fun thing you can volunteer for is Women of Science.
And so, remind us the date of that?
It is the 13th of April.
Okay. And we'll come back and get your pens out, listeners, and we'll give you websites and contact numbers and go over these dates again. All right, Sophia Owen, 7th grade at Foy Dryden, is that right? Okay. It's nice to have you on the show, an active Girl Scout. Sophia, will you tell us all about your troop and who's in it and about how many people, that kind of stuff?
My troop has 7 girls in it, I think, and there's 5 of us that are more active, and right now the core 5 of us are working on our Silver Award project. We are redoing the tree cross section from up at the tram, and we're going to improve the display on it, which we're in the process of doing. And then we've already sanded it and varnished it again so it looks better than before, and it doesn't have as much stuff on it.
Okay. I see a lot of badges and buttons and colors on your vest. Can you tell us about the one you're most proud of or any one you like in general?
When my troop does a journey, we always do it called a journey in a day, where we just go in to like a certain space, like at the library sometimes, and stay there from like 8 in the morning to 4. And we complete the entire journey in a day so we don't have to do a bunch of other stuff with that. And we can just get it done with.
Okay. And so hanging out in the library all day sounds like fun. What might be something you studied in the library that was fun?
Our last journey in a day that we did was on air and how you can improve like air quality and get rid of pollution.
All right. It sounds like fun to me. Do you have fun in your troop?
Yeah, especially when we go camping.
All right. Yeah, very cool. What do all of you see, Girl Scouts, and you've spoken to this a little bit already, how the organization benefits young women in our community?
I guess this is Mary. I'll jump in. You know, the goal is to develop girls of courage and confidence who will make the world a better place. And I think, I truly believe Girl Scouts gives girls a space to grow and challenge themselves and meet those challenges. At a previous board meeting, we had a little girl, a couple girls of different ages come and talk about their weeks at overnight camp. And one little girl was very proud of the fact that this year she made it 2 nights. Last year she'd only made it 1 night, and everybody was very proud of the stretch she had made and were just so complimentary and encouraging of her and for her that she didn't feel bad at all about the fact that she wasn't one of the ones who made it five nights. So I think that speaks volumes of what Girl Scouts really is about. It's giving girls that space to try things, to sometimes not succeed, but to not succeed in a safe space where you take that and you turn it into a success the next time or the next time after that.
All right. Remind us the age range for joining Girl Scouts.
So Girl Scouts are kindergarten through graduating high school. And so we have girls all the way through that spread, and it's really cool. I've spent a lot more time as a volunteer than I have on staff. And so I've gotten the fun part where I get to work with these kids when they're kindergartners or second graders, and then I'm watching them graduate and I'm seeing what Girl Scouts has done for them and some of the extraordinary growth that has taken place in them. And I know that Girl Scouts has had a huge part in that. So it's a great program, and one of the best things in the world you can do is volunteer for Girl Scouts and be a Girl Scout leader.
And remind us how many troops there are in Juneau again, give or take.
There are about 20 to 25 troops in Juneau.
And if a young girl wants to get involved, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to do that is it's through me, but the easy way would be to go to GirlScoutsAlaska.org, the website. There's a button on there that says join, and you can click that, and we can do it that way. And if you're just looking for me to ask me questions, you can find there's a staff directory there, and it'll tell you who's in Juneau, and that is me.
Allison Cooper.
Yes.
All right. And in the meantime, we should all plan on going to the auction on Saturday. Is that right?
Definitely. Please. We'd love to have everybody.
You will have a wonderful time. It is really just an outstanding group of people and food. And Jesse Keel's our auctioneer. He's been doing that forever and a day. And throughout the evening, we'll be auctioning off some amazing desserts. So you can make a meal of the appetizers, followed by an amazing dessert you can buy there.
I went last year, not as a Girl Scout, just as a person, and it was really fun. So I really encourage people to show up.
And Leslie Riedel, new CEO of Girl Scouts of Alaska, what do you hope to do in the next, let's say, year?
In the next year? Well, I hope to continue the success that the Girl Scouts have already had, continue to grow our membership and make sure that the girls we present a lot of camps, which is amazing to me, how many opportunities we have for girls to do a lot of fun things and learn a lot of things through the STEM and the women of engineering and that kind of thing. And I just want to make sure that we continue to expand those kind of projects and work with the volunteers to bring more volunteers in and keep them with us and just keep growing the program.
All right. Sophia Owen, camping, is that what you hope to do next? I don't know. What do you hope to do next?
Right now our troop is saving up money to take an out-of-state trip to somewhere down in the lower 48, but we still do go camping annually or even twice a year.
And your favorite place to camp in Juneau so far?
I like John Muir Cabin, and all then right. We hike down to Peterson Lake Cabin, and then we go back.
Fun. All right. I wish we had more time, everybody. Leslie Riedel, Mary Siroki. All right. I got it. Allison Cooper and Sophia Owen. You can meet them all at the auction this Saturday at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center. Doors open at 6 p.m. And it goes to supporting your attendance, all of these things that we talked about on the show today. More at GirlScoutsAlaska.com?
Org.
All right. It's been great having you all here. Are we missing anything you want to add?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
I just quick mention, the camp catalog is going to be out on the streets tomorrow. So day camp will be in July, and you can go to that website and sign up for day camp. You'll want to do it as soon as it opens, 1st of March, because it fills up really quickly here.
All right. Thanks, Allison.
Thanks, Scott. Thank you.